What up, Boo Peeps? I don't know, maybe Little Boo Peeps, I don't know. Anyway, H-Bomb back again, and continuing with my best video games of 2009, and these are all games that I have played. I mean, if you're looking for, like, Assassin's Creed 2, or Killzone 2, or Halo 3 ODST, they're not going to be on here because I didn't play them. But, heard my last audio boo, I said number 10 was Wii Sports Resort. That's right. So moving on to numbers 9, 8, and 7. 9, 8, 7. Why is 10 afraid of 9? Because 9, 8, 7. See? If you count down, 9 looks like the bad guy. But anyway, number 9 on my list was Guitar Hero 5, which I played on the 360. I mean, it's a good, solid improvement. Essentially, Guitar Hero 5 added all the things that Rock Band 2 got right. Just one in your career mode, tour mode. You can actually switch instruments and difficulty levels without starting over. Which I really like. I mean, because sometimes you're in the mood to play guitar, sometimes you're in the mood to play drums or vocals or bass, and sometimes you hit a song that's too hard at the level you selected or too easy. Of course, Matthew Tidman says I need to put on my big boy pants and move beyond easy, but whatever. Anyway, I really enjoyed Guitar Hero 5. It's not quite Rock Band 2, although the one thing it does add is their free play mode at the beginning, where they take random songs at the title screen, and you can hop right in, right out. Heck, you can even just let it play and have background music. Okay, so number 9 was Guitar Hero 5. Number 8. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, My Life as a Dark Lord, over on WiiWare. I was a fan of the original My Life as a King, and I loved, big fan of the tower defense genre, and I loved this game. Interesting take. You actually build up in a tower trying to protect the Dark Crystal from these adventurers sent by the protagonist of My Life as a King. And he and your lead character, who's the Dark Lord's daughter, is trying to protect the crystal, and you can build up rooms with different traps of them for certain types of adventurers. You can place your monsters, which have advantages over different types of adventurers. Kind of like your typical tower defense. But I really enjoyed it. I kept playing, even when after I got my 360. This brought me back to my Wii. And while we're on downloadable games, number 7, Shadow Complex. I actually didn't pick this one up until the week of Christmas when Xbox had this on sale for 800 points, but I love the old school feel with new combination of new school graphics of the side-scrolling Metroidvania. Epic took a chance on this, and it paid off. I mean, I can understand why Wombat and the Giant Bomb guys picked that as their Xbox 360 game of the year. I did not, but good game. And I'm almost at the 5-minute mark, so I guess I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Toodles. Big balls.